This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he was directing his administration to begin the process of eliminating special treatment for Hong Kong in response to China's plans to impose new security legislation in the territory. Speaking at a White House news conference, Trump said China had broken its word over Hong Kong's autonomy.
The Chinese government's move against Hong Kong is the latest in a series of measures that are diminishing the city's long-standing and very proud status. This is a tragedy for the people of Hong Kong, the people of China, and indeed the people of the world.
Trump's move comes after China moved forward with plans to impose new national security legislation, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the territory no longer warrants special treatment under U.S. law that has enabled it to remain a global financial center. Thursday night, Hong Kong's pro-Beijing government said that any changes in its relationship with the United States would be a double-edged sword. President Donald Trump announced Friday that the United States is cutting all ties with the World Health Organization over its coronavirus response. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president's been railing against the WHO for weeks and argued today it's under China's total control. He says Beijing ignored its virus reporting obligations to the WHO, which in turn misled the world when the virus was discovered.
We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
That's expected to significantly weaken the WHO, since the U.S. is its biggest source of financial support. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer involved in the death of black motorist George Floyd has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The officer was on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes as the man was pleading he could not breathe.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter.
Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says more charges are possible. Chauvin and three other officers were fired in Minnesota after Floyd died. This is Governor Tim Walz.
It is my expectation that justice for the officers involved in this will be swift, that it will come in a timely manner, that it will be fair.
Minnesota's sentencing guidelines recommend 12 and a half years for a conviction on the murder count, 4 years for manslaughter.
That's AP's Ed Donahue reporting. Protests related to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis took place across the country on Friday night. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Across the nation Friday night, more signs of outrage over the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police. There were protests from coast to coast, including in New York, Washington, Minneapolis, Atlanta, San Jose, California, and Denver. The protest continued even though the now fired police officer Derek Chauvin was arrested and charged with murder Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Consumer spending plunged in April as coronavirus pandemic shuttered businesses and layoffs have sent the economy into a deep recession. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Commerce Department reports consumer spending dropped 13.6% in April, by far the steepest in records that date back to 1959. Consumer spending is the primary driver of the economy, accounting for about 70% of economic activity, and the declines were across the board, from durable goods like cars to non-durable items such as clothing, and services ranging from doctor visits to haircuts. But even with employers cutting millions of jobs, personal incomes soared 10.5% in April. The increase reflected the billions of dollars in support the government has paid out through unemployment benefits and stimulus checks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the trading week mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.07%. The S&P 500 rose by 0.48%. The NASDAQ added 1.29%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.